My name is Todd Jaselius. I'm the Vice President of Agriculture at Southern Minnesota Beet Sugar Cooperative.
Todd, how has the sugar beet planting season been thus far in Minnesota?
Well, in our geography, you know, we got started a little later than we maybe would have liked to, although it wasn't as bad as everybody seems to think. We have to remember the last few years we've gotten in extraordinarily early. So I would say it was just slightly behind our normal start date. Our average plant date this year is probably going to be around May 7th or 8th, at a guess. So still plenty of opportunity for a great crop before it all gets said and done.
As far as the crop that's emerged so far and how things look, how are you assessing things?
Right now, you know, the crop's just coming out of the ground now. Our earliest planted beets are probably around two-leaf stage, but we have a lot of stuff that's just emerging or is yet to emerge. So it's a little too early to say what the stands are going to be, but we did have the rain showers that came through today, and I know we had some drier areas in the growing area. And I think this rain will really help even those stands up and get everything up and out of the ground.
Anything else unique about this spring besides planting date? More or less prolific weeds? I would assume that with the late season that maybe weeds aren't coming on as quickly as normal, but how are things looking on that front?
Well, in our geography, we have a huge problem with water hemp. And a lot of it is resistant to glyphosate, and so that creates some unique challenges for us. And to our growers' credit, they have generally adopted some very good techniques with soil-applied herbicides in order to control that particular pest. But with the later planting than normal, that puts all of the spray applications in a bit of a crunch time frame because the soil is warmer and things start coming up faster. So we really recommended that our growers try and get a pre-emergence application on this year just to buy them some time, because we know those weeds are going to be coming shortly after we got things planted. And next thing you know, we're going to have to be trying getting after them from a post-emergence standpoint. So we really made that a big push this year. I think we were fairly successful, but of course, you know, from the grower standpoint, it's just one more thing they have to do when they don't have enough time already. So we understand that's a bit of an issue too.